You were blown away last time. You better brace yourself. Bollywood romance thriller. There's no greater combo.
Or a vigorous dance routine.
Now, can you imagine a yin without a yang? Spike Lee like. Or a Milo without an Otis?
No.
Or crackers without a cheese? No.
He shoots, he scores.
Did this.
Badass song.
Yes, it is time for He Shoots, He Scores. Toby Morris, director extraordinaire, joining me in the studio. Good morning, Toby.
Ooh.
Now, you have forewarned me that it's going to be a scary edition of He Shoots, He Scores this week. What are we going to learn about this morning, Toby?
It's February the 9th, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
One of the spookiest days of the year. And it's 14,593 days since the release of The Exorcist.
Oh!
That's right. On December 26th, 1973, one of the spookiest, creepiest, scariest films ever made was unleashed upon the world.
This is my dad's favourite film, by the way.
Well, he's a terrifying man.
he's a terrifying man.
His favourite?
Yeah.
Okay.
Says a lot.
Well, look, The Exorcist was directed by William Friedkin, and it is based on true events.
True events?
Supposedly.
Okay.
It tells the terrifying story of an actress named Chris McNeil, played by a creepy, eerie actress called Ellen Burstyn, who's living in Georgetown, which is in Washington, D.C. Ooh.
Spooky Georgetown.
She's in Georgetown working on a film shoot. And has brought her ghoulish little daughter, Regan, with her. Now, Regan is played by Linda Blair, who grew up to be a skin-crawlingly beautiful Playboy bunny. So she's brought Regan with her to Georgetown. She's working on a film.
Uh-huh.
Set up.
Gotcha.
All seems harmless enough.
Yeah.
Nope. Regan plays with an, what are they called? Ouija board?
Ouija board.
Ouija board.
Yep.
And she plays with the Ouija board, as you do, and then she starts acting a bit strange, a bit kooky. What's wrong with her? Is she upset about moving house again?
It's a traumatic experience.
It's the 70s. Is she angry about the Vietnam War? No. She's possessed. She's possessed.
Possessed. It's very,
it's unnerving. It's horrendous.
Ooh.
It's unearthly. And now, what do you do when somebody is possessed?
I don't know. Do you call a priest? Call someone?
You organize an exorcism.
Of course, yeah. All right.
And that is actually, coincidentally, that is where the film is called The Exorcist.
Ah, gotcha. With you.
So apparently the ghastly director, William Friedkin, he only included things in this film which had been verified as having actually happened during the exorcism of a young boy from Cottage City, Maryland in 1949.
How do you verify by who?
Don't ask questions.
Okay, all right, sorry.
This included his head spinning all the way around.
Ugh.
That boy, he must have been doing his stretches. Because I have not seen anyone do that. This is scary stuff, Mitch. I am just, you know, on edge just talking about it.
Mm.
And the production of The Exorcist itself was apparently also a pretty scary place to be. They say that the shoot itself was cursed.
Wow.
Yeah. So famous directors including Stanley Kubrick and Arthur Penn turned down the opportunity to direct The Exorcist.
Too scared.
They were terrified. They were too spooked by this thing. They read that script and went, whoa, you burned this thing. Get it out of my house. So the toddler son of one of the main actors was hit by a motorcycle while they were filming.
Oh.
And when they were in Iraq shooting the opening scene, most of the crew experienced chronic illnesses. And
in Iraq?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the creepiness doesn't end there, Mitch.
Right.
It's still cursed all these years later.
Mm.
I know that for a fact.
Do you?
So I saw The Exorcist for the first time last year with my housemate Greg and I.
Yep.
And his phone got a call from a private number
while
we're watching this scary movie. And he answers it. Nobody there.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And then I was like, that's a bit creepy. Anyway, back to the film.
Yeah.
Rings again.
Ooh.
That's a bit weird. Back to the film. Rings again. Three times.
What? And there's no person
there
each time.
There's no one there.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Oh, well, no one of this earth was there. So, look, I can tell you for a fact that we kept the lights on that night. This is scary stuff, Mitch. So scary that when the legendary composer Lalo Schifrin, who did Mission Impossible, Bullet, he's, you know, an icon, he wrote some music for the film, and the studio went, "Whoa, Lalo, this is too scary," and actually rejected his score. It was too terrifying.
Too scary.
The film is scary enough. You didn't need that, Lalo. You're going to freak us out more. So, look, we've managed to get a snippet here of Lalo's original music that he wrote for The Exorcist, and we'll play you a little bit here. But, hold, you know, you better not be driving around or anything, because you're going to get freaked.
Whoa.
Turn it off, turn it off.
That is just horrible. That is so scary.
It's pretty scary, huh?
Oh, terrifying.
Yeah. So after getting rid of Lalo's score, that's scary stuff, they Friedkin created a score that was mostly assembled from snippets of classical music pieces.
Okay.
But there is still, it's still an iconic Exorcist theme written by some creepy spook guy called Mike Oldfield. So this is Tubular Bells, it's called. It was actually a track he wrote that year just for himself, but it's now associated with The Exorcist.
Now, I've got to confess to you, I've never seen The Exorcist. I'm too...
Stay away, Mitch.
I'm too scared. All right, there you go. This week's edition of He Shoots, He Scores is The Exorcist theme. Thank you so much, Toby Morris.
Ooh.